Sorry.
We've just been having a very negative conversation.
It's been negative for like 4 days now. Let's be real.
Nikki is not happy.
No, I am not happy at all. I want concessions made for the fact that I've spent $233.34 on a meet and greet, and I'm going to be standing there like a fat robot. Hugs, no handshakes, no high fives, no two sweets. Nope, none. None at all.
Why is this?
Because of a fucking airborne virus that, you know what, everybody's going to fucking get anyway at Access, so I don't know why we're all going to be fucking there. Like, either cancel it or let me have my fucking hug, okay?
Like, we don't know for sure. I mean, we're pretty sure, but what? It could change.
The Bullet Club party announced today that they're doing the no touching thing, so I'm very sure that we are headed that way.
Well, I still think people are overreacting.
Thank you. I'm like, it's just the fucking flu. Speaking of the flu, allegedly EC3 gave me the flu last year at Access because that little asshole was coughing all over his hands and he shook my hand and then I got the flu.
See? Shaking hands.
So, you know, yeah. So, you know what? At that point, why isn't every year no touching? At that point, you know what? Let's put them in a fucking bubble. Let's make them like action figures and you just, you know what? No. Here's a better idea. We'll just put up the cardboard standees and you can just take a picture with that. Because, you know.
Well, they have those there.
Oh, yeah. We'll just, but no superstars. No superstars at all. Just nobody there. But you stand next to a cardboard standee because, you know, fucking coronavirus.
So what is your Bray plan exactly?
I don't even fucking know now because this really complicates matters.
Well, you're gonna have to figure it out.
No shit. But it really complicates matters even more now. Thanks.
Well, you said you were gonna just tell him, nope, sorry, doing it. That's what you said. That's what you said yesterday. It is.
And then I said I was going to use my contacts to try to get something worked out, which I'm still working on. But, like,
well, you got to think fast.
Well, no shit. Nobody seems to be helping me. Everybody's just like, oh, Nikki, calm down. It's fine, Nikki. No, it's not fucking fine.
It will be. Nikki, something will be worked out.
Am I overreacting?
I don't think you're overreacting, but I think it'll be fine.
Yeah.
You can't let it ruin your whole trip. This is
now I just feel like the whole time we're going to be meeting so many superstars because we're going to like 5 Access sessions or 6 or whatever.
Well, then we just won't go to that many then.
And it's just going to be, but then like, what if we miss somebody? That's what I'm worried about.
Well, to be honest, the only ones I'd be really upset about is if we miss Finn.
Exactly. And that's who we would miss.
Or Adam.
Or Mojo. But Adam's a paid meet and greet.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I mean, a couple people have announced theirs, like Mustafa Ali is going to be Saturday morning. Mandy and Sonia, even though we're not going to. Oh, yeah. Seth Rollins. Guess what Seth Rollins did on Raw? He's sharing popcorn with with the fans, guys. Sharing popcorn. Yep. That seems real nice. Yeah. So excited. Yeah. Well, at this point, like, just fucking cancel it and refund my money and then we'll just go get drunk somewhere.
You know what I decided we should do instead of buying WrestleMania shirts?
What?
We should, you know, wherever we watch the show, if we go to Hooters, we'll just buy Hooters shirts that say Hooters Tampa on them. I think it's a great idea.
Oh my
God. What? I think it's a great idea. Help. Is there a Hooters in Tampa? There's probably several Hooters in Tampa. Let's see.
So somebody said, like, it should not be, like, the VIP pictures should not be, like, you know.
My Lord. What? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, it's 5. Florida, honey.
Well, I know that, but 5 just in Tampa city limits alone.
I'm not fist bumping anybody. Do I seem like the kind of bitch who fist bumps
people? I fist bump Matt Riddle.
Well, that's different. That's Matt Riddle. Like, what the fuck else am I going to do? Somebody said, like, these people out here are already trying to negotiate, which I love these people.
Negotiate with who?
With a lot of people. They're saying, what if I wear gloves?
Oh my gosh.
And you know what? What if I spray myself with Lysol before?
This is so ridiculous.
Like,
so ridiculous.
I mean, granted, it's an airborne disease. Granted. WWE. Yeah. So what the fuck? Like, what the fuck? Like, how am I supposed to not give Bray Wyatt an airborne disease if I'm standing like 2 feet or less from him? Just like not even touching. Like, our clothes not even touching. Like, tell me how I'm supposed to do that.
I don't know.
But here's the thing, guys, is Charlotte was still hugging fans as of yesterday, so. And Seth was shaking hands with people, too.
So where, you know, was what? Charlotte meeting people, though? Was it one of those cricket things?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess maybe she's not being as closely watched there. You know what I mean? You
fucking kidding me.
I don't remember maybe being, like, bodyguards or anything at the time. Like a lot of WWE people. So maybe she's just kind of doing what she wants at those.
But, like, it seriously says that, like, there's other sports closing down locker rooms. Like, the NBA and the NFL, or not NFL, they're not in season, but, like, baseball and hockey and, like, soccer, they're all closing down their locker rooms to the media because of this shit.
In Europe, they're not even going to allow fans in the stadiums at the soccer games.
Yeah. So what if it's an empty WrestleMania?
And we'll be at Hooters eating wings and shit with people that don't give a crap.
With 82,000 other people, because everybody else is going to be at the Hooters with us.
Well, I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Fuck. Like, what?
Just think of all the good food at Hooters.
This is... Guys, we are not sponsored by Hooters. Even though Jen is sitting here, like, shilling for Hooters.
I love Hooters food. It's good.
Guess what, guys? Apparently, people are really pissed because they're buying their access tickets. And it's $82. They're just realizing the price that it's $82. And you're getting nothing out of it, so.
You're getting to meet these people.
And say what? You get high. I would hug you, but there's an airborne disease that we both already probably got. Let's take a picture. Hold on. Here. I'm taking my picture.
Why does Hooters website not show the shirts you can buy there?
Jeez. Can you stop with the Hooters?
I want my commemorative shirt.
She wants a commemorative shirt for coronavirus 2020.
Exactly. I may write that on there.
Somebody said, hold on.
Coronavirus came to Tampa, and I watched WrestleMania Hooters.
I survived WrestleMania 36, the coronavirus.
We could get our brush t-shirts that say that.
This is bad. This is so bad. Okay, so.
I'm just saying.
My eyes are watering.
The shrimp is really good. Hooters.
I swear, guys, we're not sponsored by Hooters. She keeps talking about it.
I just think that it's really good.
Guys, just, yeah.
We can get oysters?
I don't even like oysters.
Steamed oysters aren't bad.
I don't like them, though. You can get oysters.
Listen, we're going to be there for 7 hours, okay? You can have an oyster.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay, so I asked the Busted Open Discord what I should put on my airbrushed hat. Because I was thinking, like, the normal, like, let me in. Like, you know, shit like that. Somebody said, fuck coronavirus. I want my hug.
Oh, my God. I was thinking we could get something cute, like matching.
Like what? Oh, like here's another iconics. One. Down with corona, yes to hugs.
Oh, my God. I was thinking something like the Iconics, but okay.
Okay, that's cute. But, like, that could be my protest sign with my Iconics hat on.
Oh, my God.
Too bad we can't give them a hug when they see our hats. Yeah.
They got fish tacos.
Again, too bad. We are not sponsored yet again because she's maybe she is trying to get us a sponsorship from Hooters.
And they got Chipotle garlic wings. That would be good.
Yeah. Okay. Can we get back to the...
Sorry, I got on this website.
Okay, can we get back to the pressing issues? You can order when we get there.
This is a pressing issue.
What, the food?
Yes.
Guess what?
Like I said, 7 hours of food.
Guys.
And alcohol.
I'm going to pregame it then. Shit.
Well, I'm going to drink mostly Coke, but I'm going to get something while I'm there.
Well, yeah, I'm going to get one, but then I'm going to pregame it a little bit.
Or maybe we'll get lucky and they'll just be somebody that is really drunk and buys stuff for people.
Oh, my God. I like that idea.
There's usually one like that in a crowd.
Yeah. And we'll just be like, hey.
Here for wrestling. Well, I'm inspired by shots. Okay.
And we'll be like, okay, buy us something. And then I'll
say that.
Hey, do you know Bray Wyatt? Because I need my hug.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait. I know. I'm not, guys. This situation, it's going to be the queens of, so Jen and I were talking, right? She never answered me, but I was thinking we could do like a mini episode from Tampa.
I said, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever. So she said like, okay. So I said mini episode from Tampa, but now it's going to turn into the coronavirus coverage, I guess. It's just going to be us sitting on a beach going, well, still don't have a fever. Well, shit. Guess I could have had my hug after all.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, really? Really? What do you want me to do, WWE? Like, really? Tell me what you want me to do.
Corona update.
Nikki's going stir crazy. Yeah. And you know what, guys? Like, Coachella, they moved Coachella. So, you know what? Access could get canceled. And I could get a refund. And you know what we could use that refund for?
What?
Food at Hooters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could get garlic. We could give garlic, what did I say? Chipotle garlic, and we could get regular. And We can be the ones buying the shots.
No, no, we're not buying other people drinks.
Why?
Because they can buy us drinks.
Or we could buy and they can buy and we can all buy each other's.
No, only if it's somebody we like.
Oh my God.
What? Like if, one of our friends walk in. We have friends. More than each other.
At Hooters?
Yeah. I know a bunch of people who are going to be in Tampa.
Okay, well, whatever.
What if I got a friend? I could have friends. And then, like, somebody said, what if they postpone WrestleMania? I'm like, well, guess we're not going.
No.
Like, I don't think postponing WrestleMania is a thing that's about to happen.
Vince ain't going to do that.
No.
I don't think Vince is going to cancel access either.
No, he'll just have us sitting there looking like fat robots. Like, honestly, what poses could you do?
Put your hand on your hip. I keep telling you. I'll not make a stupid face.
I'm going to.
Well, then you're going to ruin all your pictures.
And my shirt's going to say, I would have given this person a hug or did a cuter pose, but the coronavirus. Yeah. Like, come on, guys. Like, everybody's overreacting about this. Like,
you know, your hat could just say Corona 2020.
Corona 2020.
I'll do it if you'll do it. I'll totally do it.
Here, I just wanted to have a vacation with some wrestling.
And we could get a lime, and it could have a lime airbrushed on it with like a needle going through it or something, like a syringe.
Here, I wanted a vacation with some wrestling. That's all I wanted. You know what? This right here is totally like this is just
a nightmare.
A nightmare. It's a fucking nightmare. And it's against me, as usual.
It's against everybody that bought tickets to this.
Well, you know what? Everybody else seems to just not care.
They will care once they get there. They will care once they get there. They'll be bitching.
Yeah. See, I'm getting my bitching out of the way early. You know?
Like, you're not gonna be bitching when we get there.
Oh, I'm gonna be bitching the whole damn time, but guess what? I'm bitching right now too. I'm gonna be like, oh yeah, that's nice. You know what? Maybe I won't be bitching, but I'll be snarky as fuck.
Well, yeah.
I'll be like, oh, that's cute. That's real cute. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. It seems like the only person I'm going to be able to hug is Dave LaGreca. That's the only person who's like, I'll give you a hug. I'm like, okay. The one hug I'm going to get.
If you get to go there.
Oh, no. He's going to be at the party. The party's still on, so.
Yeah, but if you get to go to Access.
But here's the thing. By the time, it's going to be so quick, we'll get through all the lines because guess what? There's no hugging. And they're not going to let you have an extended conversation.
Was it $80 last time? I feel like it wasn't quite that much.
It was not $80 last
time. I didn't think it was either. I'm getting my money's worth. Well, I'm still getting my money's worth. I will walk around. I'll watch every one of those NXT matches. I don't care. I'm getting my money's worth.
Jen's just going to be sitting there going, huh, look at that on the wall. And I'll be like, what?
We paid $80 for this.
Yeah, we paid $80 for this, Vince. You know what? It's a conspiracy. From Lysol and Vince McMahon.
Oh, my God. What if we go to one and then somebody's sick and then they quarantine it and we're stuck there?
Inside? With the wrestlers?
Yes.
What? Oh, God, that would actually be fun. For 14 days?
Oh, my God.
That would be fun.
That would be a story right there.
That right there, I'm bringing my phone charger to all of these just in case. But if it happens, we would do live daily updates, guys.
Hourly.
Day four. Baron Corbin.
Activity.
Baron Corbin has turned over four tables already.
And Baron Corbin hijacked the hot dog cart, and he's trying to make steaks out of them. He's
trying to make steaks out of the whatever's in all the food trucks. Bray Wyatt, he's hiding somewhere. He pops up occasionally and then disappears.
Mojo's started a wet t-shirt contest.
Mojo Rawley's having a one-man wet t-shirt contest. Day five. Madness has descended.
Some of these people aren't looking so bad to me.
All of a sudden, everybody's looking all right. Somehow we got booze in here. I don't know how.
And nobody's had deodorant in 5 days, so.
I think it was Mojo. I'm trying not to move because I'm trying to preserve whatever deodorant's left on me.
That would be so funny.
That would be. Bray Wyatt has fashioned a hazmat suit out of garbage bags. Where is he going? I don't know.
But no hugs.
But there's no hugs still. God damn it. Day 13. Nobody's had sex in 14 days. 75% of these people. That's all right. It smells like the inside of a dead animal in here. And I need some booze.
Oh my god. That'd be so funny.
That would honestly be the best WrestleMania story ever. It would be. I'd be like, well, who do we know in this building? No, that's what I would do, though. I'd be like, who do I have connections with?
Keith.
First person I try to find is Keith. Second, I'd be like, I got DMs. I could slide in people's DMs. Third, where's Mojo? We go find Mojo.
Mojo's smart.
He's smart. He could get us out of there. See, guys? That would be the upside. I feel, you know what? That's the funny thing. The quarantine would be the fun part. You know it's bad when you're like quarantined for 14 days with some wrestlers? That sounds like a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we should get Haz, say Corona 2020.
Well, you know what? I think I should get a goddamn hug. Sorry, guys.
All right, so there was a pay-per-view last night.
Huh?
Moving on, there was a pay-per-view last night, which was not terrible.
It had its ups and downs.
I thought it had more ups and downs. The down was really bad, but
the down was really bad. Like,
here's the thing: like, I did not care that Shayna took everybody out. Okay, well, we expected all knew
that was gonna happen.
That was fine, but it was what everybody else did was just. Awful. Garbage.
Sloppy.
Like, Natty a was mess. Horrible. Liv was horrible. Sarah was horrible. It was all horrible.
I'm sorry, I love Liv, but the fact, like, when she got bashed into the freaking cell, I laughed.
And then she screamed, fuck.
Yeah. And then I was like, you know what? Mood. I'm like, oh, cause she, you know what? She heard that she couldn't get a hug either.
It sounded really sexual,
though. Somebody actually made a... There's a part where Natty's like, you like that, Liv? You like that? And
yeah.
And Ruby, she... like, Ruby's like, oh, my God. I'm like, this sounds like porn.
Yep. And then she said, oh, fuck, right after
yeah.
that.
I'm like, this sounds highly, highly sexual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm sure the men all loved it.
I had to listen to it a second time because I was like, did that happen? Like, so I was like, somebody had to be fucking with us on that. And then I was like, hold on. Yeah, that happened. Huh. That sounds like porn. Well then, guess we're doing porn now.
I mean, hey.
You gotta find some way to make money while you're in the quarantine.
That's true.
Yeah. Because, you know, all these niche wrestling girls out there on the OnlyFans trying to make some money. And
not working. Good for them. Oh, I found the video.
Okay.
Like that lip?
I like it.
That's going to be you.
No, guys, that was not porn.
She said that you like it, Liv. She said, I like it. And she said, that's going to be you. And then she went, oh, fuck.
Oh, God. I'm sorry, but if I was a wrestler and I knew I was going to lose, I would do shit like that. I'd be like, you want to make it interesting?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
She's not very happy, though. She's not very into it, but still.
It still sounded highly sexual.
Oh, it did. It did, but
I'm like, what kind of porn are they filming? It's either really good or really bad. Or both. I mean, depending on what you like. A little bit of A, a little bit of B, right?
Yeah. Mm. Anyway, I did not have a problem with Shayna. Had a problem with how bad everybody else did. That was my problem.
Guys, everybody else was just, it was
trash.
Oh, it was bad. So bad. Like, oh my God. Just thinking about it right now, I'm like, what?
And yeah. Shayna was not the first one out. So there was wrestling-ish before Shayna came out.
There was a rolling around.
Yeah.
That's about it. You know, like when puppies first kind of have their eyes cracked open and they're all like trying to pile on each other? That's kind of what it looked like. It's kind of what it looked like. Hmm. And I was like, who booked this shit?
It wasn't even who booked it. It was they were phoning it in. It was terrible. It was just awful.
Okay. Well, I mean, maybe they hate their lives.
Well, I hated watching it.
Yeah, I honestly fell asleep during it, so it was not good. I feel like they could have done so much more with Shayna, like.
And it was also awkward too, because when she started taking people out, and then she would just sit there, and her and Asuka would just look at each other.
Yeah,
and like Asuka would just like yell things, and then
she'd be like, "No!"
Like, it'd be like all this like awkwardness. I'm like, okay, that's just kind of weird.
This is just awkward. Yeah, you're just like, this is awkward. Why are we doing this? This is just bad. Let's talk about the match that I feel like was the match of the night.
Daniel Bryan
and Drew Gulak.
It was good. I loved how in his interview afterwards Daniel Bryan said he liked blood and guts.
Yeah. Don't we all? Like, huh. You know what apparently is worse than blood and guts, though?
What?
Hugging.
No, that was a jab at Cody. Because their pay-per-view is called Blood and Guts, which he took a jab at Vince by saying blood and guts. It's like the circle that keeps
It's a going. Circle of life. Yeah. I really liked it. I mean, I think it was just because it didn't have bullshit Whoops. In it. Super or just bullshit blips. In general. Bullshit in general. Just, it's not convoluted. It's just, it is what it is. You watch it, you're entertained. Yeah.
It was good. I thought that, Andrade and,
Humberto.
I thought that wasn't bad.
Humberto, I still can't get behind. Like, really? Like, really?
I like Garza, though.
I mean, he's good looking in person.
Somebody told me they thought he had like an Eddie vibe, but I can see that.
A little bit. So, can I just say that AJ Styles, he sits there and he says, Aleister Black just sits crisscross applesauce alone in his dark, sad, black room. And I'm like, and there's a problem with that? Like, I'm sorry. I'm not seeing the problem here.
Most people don't want to do that.
That seems like a nice time, actually. You know why?
Why?
Because it's quiet. Don't have to listen to people's bullshit about hugging.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. This is going to go on the whole time. It just... Otis is a one-man bulldozer. He went through the side of the pod.
Yeah, he practically killed himself.
Yeah. Fucking
God. I'm just wondering what's going to happen, because obviously Tucker's going to end up turning on him.
Obviously. I mean, I hope not, but I kind of think it's going. I feel like it's coming.
And I'm still confused as to what the tag match is going to be. At Mania.
I mean, it's going to be three teams out of that.
Is it for sure?
No, but it's the writing's on the wall. It's pretty obvious. It's pretty damn obvious. I think I'm the only one who was kind of happy that Miz and Morrison retained, though.
No, I don't think so. I think a lot of people were.
Well, that's good, because everybody I saw was like, oh my god, why did they win? I'm like, because it's Johnny Impact. Because it's Johnny Impact, okay? And Johnny Impact deserves amazing things.
True.
He does. I'm not calling him that other name because he is Johnny fucking Impact. Thank you. I'm sorry. So the Undertaker showed up.
And helped Alistair, which was cool.
Yeah, you know what my whole thought process, because I knew that was going to happen. Like, I think everybody did. My whole thought process is like, watch. So it'd be like, Undertaker is adopting Aleister Black as his son. I'm like, it's going to be some bullshit like that. Because that's what they do, right?
That would be stupid if they did that. But if it isn't with them together, that wouldn't necessarily be stupid.
But if they make it convoluted.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I enjoyed it. I actually liked AJ versus Alistair.
It was good.
I actually enjoyed it. It was pretty good. Wish it was more like, more, what am I trying to say? More their, I don't know, more their styles maybe? Maybe I wanted it more towards like the Drew Gulak and Daniel Bryan match because they're both like really fucking good. Maybe that's what I'm thinking. I mean, it was good, but, like, not what I expected. It was just not what I expected. If that makes
sense. Well, I mean, sadly, it was kind of all just a setup Taker anyway.
Exactly. I think I was expecting more. And then we had Street Profits versus Seth and Murphy, who we all know Murphy is going to be the Judas. Let's be real. Right? We all know.
He already, like, atoned to Seth on Twitter, like, 2 hours after it. He's like, forgive me, Seth, it's been 2 hours since I let you down or something like that. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, this shit's going to get weird, guys. It's going to get weird. But, you know.
Forgive me, Seth Rollins, for I have sinned. It's been 2 hours since I lost our rematch to Street Profits.
He's going to be the Judas. Which is very, very, very convenient. Because, you know, he does a version of the V-trigger as well. Huh. No. just throwing it out there.
Just saying.
But Kevin Owens stole the whole match. Kevin Owens.
With this popcorn bucket. That woman that was screaming at him.
Yeah.
When he climbed over that. I wanted to smack her in the face. I was like, shut up.
Like, accidentally be like, oh no, I elbowed you.
You suck, or something like that. And then she's like, get up, Seth! Get up! I'm like, oh my god, shut up.
Part of me was like, can he throw the popcorn at the lady? Like, just
came down with popcorn to watch the show and cost him the match.
Yes.
And then Seth got him back tonight and curb stomped him in the middle of the ring on Raw.
Ooh, so vicious. Such a vicious little boy, Little Judley. Yeah. But in amazing news, Sammy fucking Wow Wow.
He didn't do it alone, but who cares?
Sammy Wow Wow. After 5 long, arduous fucking years toiling on his knees in the company of Vince McMahon, is the Intercontinental Champion.
Yay!
Yay! We love Sammy here. We do, guys.
He had on last night.
He looked so cute when he won.
He did look cute.
He was just so happy.
And they were happy for him.
And they were. That, you know what they were thinking? They're like, he needs something.
They picked him up.
They picked him up, guys. And then I look at that display of friendship and I go, how am I supposed to hate them? You can't hate them.
No.
They're being good friends.
And
they're adorable. They're adorable as fuck. My mom even said Cesaro's adorable.
Well, yeah.
I mean, he's a secret billionaire. You know.
What more do you want?
What more do you want, ladies? Wow, wow. Out
five there languages.
He's out there with his crazy hair winning. And, of course, we have Shin, who we love Shin. Yeah, it was beautiful. I mean, I'm sorry, Braun, but.
Poor Braun is getting fucked over, but at this point, I don't really care.
Well, yeah, I feel bad. I feel like it's because he's like a party boy and doesn't give a fuck about what people think about him. And that's like a big no-no backstage.
True.
Like, huge no-no. Like, Mojo parties, but he at least plays the game.
That's true.
Braun, I don't think, plays the game.
I think Mojo knows how to kiss ass and be respectable.
Kiss ass to the point.
Right.
Yeah.
He knows how to be the good guy, the good boy when he has to be.
And get his yearly 4-week push.
Mm-hmm.
Good for him. I mean... Right?
I think so.
Good for him.
He seems content.
He does. He seems content. And that was all of Elimination Chamber. I mean, it was better than I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't bored.
I wasn't expecting much. So I went into this with very low expectations. And guess what, guys? Not too bad. But that's because my expectations were garbage fire.
But I don't think it was bad anyway. If I went into it with somewhat expectations, it wasn't bad. I've seen much worse.
That's true. You know what show we really shit on? But looking back, it actually wasn't too bad. What? Great Balls of Fire.
I don't even remember what happened.
Let me tell you, the name, I think. Huh?
Didn't Joe have a match in that?
Yeah, he did. It was Joe versus Brock, I believe.
Yeah.
And that's where he said fuck on TV, and we heard it. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
He said fuck on TV. And then the ambulance thing.
A commercial, right? He's out again. Didn't Joe get hurt just recently doing a commercial?
Yeah, he got put through a table during a commercial. He got hurt. Yeah.
He would stop getting hurt.
Okay, let's talk about these. Yeah. Brock versus Joe was on there. Roman and Braun with that ambulance thing where Roman ran the ambulance into the semi truck. That happened. Dean Ambrose and The Miz. That happened. There was a 30-man Iron Man match with Cesaro and the Hardys. And one of my favorite things, Bray defeated Seth Rollins by poking him in the eye and then giving him Sister Abigail. Good times. Good times. Right?
I think so. I don't remember that, but yes.
But you know what? That pay-per-view? We were like, we shit all over that. Now it's like, I've seen so much worse since then. And it was only 2017.
Wow.
We've seen so much worse since then.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, now I'm like, you know, maybe that wasn't so bad. You know, maybe we sold that one short. You know, just looking back. Also, Matt Hardy was on Busted Open the other day. And he dropped a hint on why the Deleters of Worlds ended.
Hmm.
He said it was Vince because...
Vince didn't like him.
Huh?
Let me guess. Vince didn't like him.
Oh, close. Close. Actually, very close. Vince was not happy that him and Bray had too many ideas. They had too many ideas, guys. There was too much for them to do.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So I don't understand, because I haven't been following it completely closely, but I saw something last night that said that Matt had said he really wanted Taker to be in the Young Bucks spot. So does this mean that he's not 100% going to AEW? Because I'm confused.
He hasn't signed anywhere.
I'm confused then.
That's the point. He's trying to throw you off his scent.
Hmm.
So what was supposed to happen was if the stars all aligned and he knew for sure he was going back to the WWE, he was going to have the free the delete series end with the Undertaker getting out of the car, and then he would face the Undertaker down the line. But obviously that hasn't happened, so you know, that would have been cool. Also, guys, the Deleters of Worlds, their idea was to, since Bray's house burnt down, that he was going to come live at the Hardy compound.
Hmm.
And he would show up at the gate with his little... He would have a little hobo pack. Like a little bag on a stick. And just be like...
Oh, my gosh.
Hey. And I'm like, no, this is legit. This is Matt telling it. So this isn't like fucking around. This was the idea that they came up with. You ready? So it gets worse. So then Matt would say... All right, you can come, you can live here. And they would show vignettes weekly of like him helping Senior Benjamin with the yard work and King Maxwell ordering him around the house and him helping Rebby with the laundry. And for one, I'm like, $1 billion idea. What the fuck were we thinking? I think it'd be funny. This is
but look what he got instead. He got the Fiend out of it.
After 72,000 days, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was fun. I can't even put my lid on my drink. But guess what? No hugs. Just letting y'all know that. There's no hugs.
A Bailey shirt. It says I'm a hugger.
I'm about to buy a Bailey. To buy a fucking Bailey shirt. What, you know what? Here's what I was thinking last night. What are all those little kids gonna do?
Yeah, it's gonna be tough.
How are you gonna explain that to them? Like, I'm an adult. I can bitch, moan, and complain, but I can understand. How are you gonna tell like a 4-year-old, hey, no, you can't touch Bailey?
Yeah, it's gonna be hard.
And how's Bailey gonna sit there and look? I mean, yeah, she's a heel right now, but how is she gonna look at a kid?
Yep.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I rushed my case.
I think you need a Bailey shirt.
I'm about to buy a Bailey shirt, guys. I'm going to get on eBay, though, because it's
going to be... Oh, no. Apparently, Daniel Bryan's private parts came out of his...
Oh, yeah. His balls came out.
Oh, gosh.
His balls came out. Yeah.
I didn't notice that.
It's very interesting. Like, I was kind of mesmerized for a minute looking at him. I'm like, huh. At least it wasn't his dick, though. Right?
That's true.
Could have been his dick. Actually, I mean, not that I want to see it, but I would be kind of curious. Right?
I don't know if I would be curious about him.
Well, I'm not saying that I think he's on the big side, but I'm just saying I would be curious to see what Bree is so happy about. It's probably commitment or some shit like that. But yeah, his balls were out. His balls. I just like saying his balls. I mean, yeah. yeah. You know, they're quarantining people, and they, according to the CDC, they're warning thousands of vacationers to not go on cruises. But guess what? They're ignoring them. So, you know, I think we're not the only ones saying that this is bullshit.
Well, no, I don't think we will be.
No, I'm just saying, apparently people are going on cruises, and there's a lot more people getting sick from cruises than, you know, any other way. Shit, that one cruise had like 21 cases and 19 of them were the crew. Yeah, that makes me feel real nice about going on a cruise.
People are just overreacting. I'm over it.
This whole thing is just a giant overreaction. Like, I'm more apt to get the flu from fucking EC3 again than, like, you know. Yeah.
Well, the thing about it is, though, is that what's killing people is not the coronavirus itself. So, I'm not that worried. If I get it, I get it. But I don't think I'm going to die.
Like, I think of it this way. If I get it, it's 14 days. And people won't want to talk to me. So that's like an extended vacation. What?
That's true.
I don't like people. I'm sorry. Literally, Jen is like one of the only people I can tolerate. Hi. It's true, though. I wish I was meeting Danhausen, though. But now I don't want to go to WrestleCon because they're not going. They're going to do a no-touching thing, too. I swear to God. Whoever created this fucking bullshit. And don't blame the bats. The bats had nothing to do with it. The bats are innocent creatures. Okay? It's not the bats. It's not. It's like other things. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but other things. What? I don't know what causes it. And there is a decline, guys. There is declining in cases. So that should mean like in 3 weeks, we should be fine, right?
Oh, yeah. No problems.
Okay, this is the one time I'm trying to be positive.
Everything's going to be back to normal.
This is the one time I'm trying to be fucking positive. And
just... Yes, everything will be back to normal in 2 weeks even. 2 weeks.
You know what? Now you just ruined it. So you know what?
Why? I'm agreeing with you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Guys. This sucks worse than Eric Rowan's Halloween spider that he kept in the cage for 7 months.
Well, Drew killed it tonight, I think.
What can't that man do?
I know.
Kills bugs. Looks like a snack. Jesus, what can't he do?
I don't know, but it's more than a snack.
He has a whole goddamn buffet. But you know what? Man. Can't hug Drew.
Well, we already have, so.
We have. But you know what? Can't do it now, though. Also, if you're trying to find hand sanitizer for of WrestleMania. Good fucking luck.
You can't make your own because people have bought up all the aloe and the alcohol, so.
Well, apparently that doesn't work.
Oh, well, people are doing it anyway.
Yeah, well.
I bet Bath and Body Works still has hand sanitizer.
Well, because that shit's like 0% alcohol. It's just like.
Just saying.
You have to have like at least 60% alcohol.
Well, guess what? I have access to hand sanitizer.
Yay.
Because.
So wait, will they let us hug people if we bribe them with hand sanitizer?
I don't know, but we ordered a bunch of it today for work, and I can probably buy some of it if I wanted to.
No, seriously, though, can we bribe somebody with some hand sanitizer?
Maybe.
Is this now a form of currency?
Might be.
Is this our new form of currency, hand sanitizer?
Like slip the doorman a bottle of hand sanitizer.
Hey, Keith. I'll give you some Lysol wipes and some hand sanitizer if you let me in. If you let me in. Ha, yeah. There you go. That, yeah, I'll just wear my half fiend mask and I'll be like, I've come bearing gifts. Now let me get a hug.
Gosh.
I have a mask on. I got wipes. I got hand sanitizer. What more do you want from me? A fucking hazmat suit?
Probably.
We can fashion a hazmat suit out of garbage bags. We can make this happen. I am a MacGyver of sorts. I'm just saying. It could happen. Just walk by. Hey. I am now in a garbage bag suit. Can I go now?
So you didn't see Peter Mon when he was in Phoenix?
No, I didn't.
That's sad.
Yeah. And Trixie Mattel's going to be here next week. And they're only letting 50 people in.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to. And it's downtown at 5:00 in the afternoon, evening, whatever. I'm like, yeah, there is no fucking way I'm getting in there. Do you realize how far I live? That ain't happening. Mm-mm. No, ma'am. So, guys, I leave you with a couple of questions before we bid you adieu for the evening, the night. Okay. The first, is access truly worth it now?
I still think so. If I get to meet Finn Balor in any capacity...
True.
I'm sorry, it's worth it.
Especially if afterwards they're like, we have to quarantine this building. And I'm like, oh, darn, with Finn Balor? You don't have to pull my leg.
Somebody turn the heat off so that we have to scuttle close for body warmth.
Yes, it's so cold in here. They're like, we're in Florida. I'm so cold.
I think I have the disease.
Some guy's like, I'll hold you. No. I need the arms of an Irish man to keep me warm. He's like, I'm married. She's not here. We could die right now.
Our last days.
This is our last days on this earth. And he's like, You don't understand.
So, yes, it's worth it. Next question.
God, that would be funny. I'm so cold. I'll hold you. Go away. I'm not that cold. Ugh. Ugh.
You'd do that even if they were cute. You know you would.
What?
Even if someone was cute and said that, you'd be like,
oh. Well, yeah, but like if it was like one of those neck beard smarks, he's like, I'll hold you. No. I'd be like, I'll go freeze somewhere. Thank y'all.
I'm saying even if they were cute, you would say no.
No, that's not true.
Yes, you
would. I have high standards.
Even if they were, in your eyes, cute, you still would say no.
Because I'm not going to be weird.
We're talking about death here.
Yeah. Well, guess what? No, knowing my luck, me and the cute guy will be the ones to survive, and it'll get real weird.
Not if he's cute.
Anyway, question number two. Now that Jen is. Question number two. Knowing what you know about all this bullshit, does that stop you from going to WrestleMania?
No.
Well, not for us. Like, we already bought shit. But, like, everybody else. Obviously, we're going. We would go if they canceled WrestleMania because you just want to go eat and sit on the beach.
Can I add my third question?
Okay, add your third.
What do you order off the Hooters menu?
Oh, God.
What is your favorite wing sauce?
Well, my third question was better than that, but okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
If you were quarantined with 10 wrestlers, male or female, who would you be quarantined with for 14 days? Now remember, you're going to be with other fans and there's no deodorant. What? If you say Otis, you
think about it. I wouldn't. No.
Yeah.
I would pick a lot of the women, to be honest.
There's very few men that I would
make that sacrifice for.
Yeah. Either that or I'd be in the bathroom all the time like, oh, God, no. I can't be like this.
Oh, my gosh.
I think at that point, though, everybody would be that bad so they wouldn't know whose stink is whose.
That's true.
Yeah. And you know those smart neckbeard fans don't wear deodorant, so...
You know what we should have done? We should have taken up collection and bought little mini deodorants and like toothbrushes and put them in bags and hand them out.
Oh, that's too nice. I'd rather just be like, ew, what stinks?
Oh my God, it would be funny. It would be cute and funny. It would be cute and funny.
Cute? No. Funny? Yes.
It'd be both.
It'd be like, oh my God, you stink. Wipe your ass. What do you want me to say?
Well, we can't get any of those wipes now because they're all gone. So we can't.
I have the wipes.
I mean the handout in bags.
Oh, no. They ain't get my stash. I might have to use that for currency.
I know. I'm saying if we weren't in these hard times, we could have done that.
You know what, Dusty? You want hard times? Hard times is when you can't get some sanitizer for your goddamn hands. You know what? You got to watch, Dusty. I got no hand sanitizer. I'm about to get some disease. And
I'm going to have my Hooters wings, though.
Yeah. We'll be in quarantine, but somehow Jen will figure out how to get her Hooters inside the building.
Yep. I bet one of those female wrestlers was one time a Hooters girl, and they probably have connections.
I think Liv was, actually.
There you go.
If not, Enzo Amore was the manager of a Hooters, so they know Bray knows Enzo Amore, who was the manager of a Hooters.
So does Mojo.
Mojo knows Enzo Amore. I don't know how their friendship is, but you know what? Either way, we're getting wings.
Yeah.
Just slide them under the door.
And I'll take some of the boiled shrimp, too.
You're making, like, a list. You're like, yeah, can I get the clams? Yeah, I'll have some of that. Yeah,
some fried pickles. And
you're like, oh, and 40 wings.
Mm-hmm.
And some shrimp. Yeah, I need some shrimp. Mm-hmm. And we'll take a sandwich, too. Anybody else want anything?
Fish tacos looked good.
You're like, does anybody else want anything? Just you know what? Just be safe. Bring everything from the menu.
Yeah.
Just bring the whole menu. We're going to do the Try Guys challenge and just eat every item.
And send the bill to Vince McMahon.
No, it's WWE. CC Vince
McMahon.
K. McMahon.
Stanford, Connecticut.
I'd be like, says somebody have the zip code for Stanford, Connecticut? Oh, fuck. I don't know the zip code. Okay, well then if that doesn't work, send it to Cody Rhodes, Marietta, Georgia. Thank you.
Yep.
Yes. Mm-hmm. If one doesn't work, we'll send it to the other. Or both.
Mm-hmm.
Just get two of everything and be like, mm-hmm. Split the bill.
Yeah.
And I don't know why we're sending it to Cody Rhodes, but it'd just be funny for him to get a Hooters bill for that amount. It's like, did we go to Hooters? You did now? there's people who would be quarantined with us who would have his address. So we could totally bill him for that.
That's true. And someone probably hate him.
Yeah. Or have some grudges that they just don't know about that I can just totally drum up. Be like, hey, remember that one time when he was your coach on NXT and you were Husky Harris? Remember that? Yeah, me too. So what is his address? I'm going to build this Hooters there. You can have some of it. You can have some. I don't like all this shit. I don't like fish tacos. You can have that. Ew, clams. Who wants that? See? Win-win.
There you go.
Everybody would win. And then Mojo would just be like, can we get some booze? I'd be like, yeah, both build that to one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Build that,
you know,
to...
You know the thing that they have where they slide the checks down on the little...
Yeah.
Yeah. We could just have one of those, like, have the food coming down into the door. Like, the side door.
Just like, yes, thank you. Thank you.
Down, yeah.
Next.
Pass it off in the middle of the night.
Me sitting there, where's my ice cream? I ordered ice cream with this. Okay, where is it? God, that would be needed. I would totally need ice cream.
Like, okay. We've officially lost it.
But thinking about it, we never answered who we would want to be quarantined with other than just a bunch of women.
Yeah, who a bunch wouldn't of women. Stink. I would take just about any of those women. And if I had to pick guys, Finn.
You know who I wouldn't want to be quarantined with?
Who?
Natty.
No. Oh God. No.
I would end it. No. I'm sorry. She seems like such a sweet person, but no.
She's too much.
I don't have the sanity for 14 days stuck inside a building with Natty. Mm-mm. And the whole time she'll be talking about her cats.
No. I wouldn't want to be with Sasha.
Yeah, she would just bitch the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Bailey would at least try to get something done. Sasha, no. No. Lacey sounds like she would be annoying, but she does have military training.
So I was going to say, Lacey would have some survival skills. We can keep her.
I mean, you got to think pros and cons on these people. Like, really? No offense to this person, but how's Mandy Rose going to help us?
I would want Charlotte just because of who her dad is. She could get us out of there.
Well, yeah, Charlotte could get us out of there. Mandy, what is she going to do? Flash the guards.
That's right. Hey, get us out of there.
Yep. Literally, I was like, what can she? Oh. Yeah, Lana. I wouldn't want to be stuck with Lana.
No.
No. I don't know what she'd talk about, but I just wouldn't. No. It's just not a thing I would want. And on the male side, I would not want to be stuck with Randy Orton.
I don't know. He's pretty slick. Like, he might could get us out of there.
Yeah, but I feel like if he couldn't get us out of there, it would be a long 14 days.
I don't know. I just find him so attractive. I can't help it.
Otis, we already talked about.
Who would I not want to be with?
Yeah.
Seth.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, no.
No Seth.
No.
Or Ziggler. No Ziggler.
Ziggler would be trying to be a fuckboy. Like, after, like, it would be, like, 12 hours in. And he'd be like, we're all going to die in here, so we should just all have sex. And I'd be like, it's been 12 hours. Like, bro, it's been 12 hours. Like, call Trisha Paytas. I don't know what to tell you. While you're at it, put Trisha Paytas on the phone with us. Let us talk to Trisha Paytas. It'd be fun. Yeah, Ziggler. Seth might be worse than Ziggler, though. Because Ziggler knows people in politics, at least. Seth would just cry for about 20 minutes. And then he'd get really angry. And then he would act like he's the president of the quarantine camp of people. And then he'd get voted out. And then he would cry again. And then... This is all within the first 12 hours. all within 12 hours of this.
I don't want Zack Ryder.
Oh, God. He would bitch about his tan going away.
Yeah, no.
God, that would be annoying. Pass on that. Would be so annoying. Brock. No.
I don't know. He might scare somebody to let us out. Yeah.
Get us out. No, because he's a commodity.
I know who I'd want to keep. Heyman.
Oh, yeah. We're keeping Heyman. Bitch, Heyman's staying. He's staying. Like,
Joe.
We're keeping Joe.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan, I'm sorry, but I don't want to hear no shit about, oh, I can't eat that. It's not vegan.
Yeah, no.
No. No. No, sir. No. I guess that means Pete Dunne. You're going to have to not be vegan.
Mm-hmm. His tag partner can stay because he'll have weed.
Oh, Riddle will have weed. We'll have to make friends with him to get the weed. Gallows and Anderson we're keeping.
Mm-hmm.
It'll keep us entertained, at least. That's entertainment, guys. Keep pass the time. You can make prank phone calls. You know. Make it like a sleepover party. Hey, Tama Tonga, is your refrigerator running? Come on. It'd be fun.
That would be funny.
That'd be a good time. Everybody love it. Everybody love that. Who wouldn't love that? People who don't like fun, that's who.
Mm-hmm. That's why Seth can't stay.
Seth can't stay. He's too emotional. Like, I'm sorry, but if I'm in, like, a situation like that, I need, like, a firm hand. Like, I need somebody to be like, we're gonna be okay. Not somebody who's like, I'm the leader of the camp. No, I can't do that. Sorry. No, we can't do that. Mm-mm. No, ma'am. Sorry. That's not how this works.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. No. I mean, Roman wouldn't be bad. I feel like he has leadership skills.
That's true.
He's got some leadership skills. Maybe he could start a fire.
I think Baron could stay because he could try to make us food.
Could cook, yeah. He could cook. Braun has connections to White Claw, so, you know, we can get some White Claw. I'm going to have to get some booze if I'd be staying for 14 days inside of a quarantine with these people.
Cesaro can just, you know.
Pay.
Call. Yeah, yeah.
He's got government connections because he's a billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
He can get his private jet to come pick us up.
Yeah, his helicopter.
Yeah.
It'll land on the roof.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah. See? Perfect. No offense to Jeff Hardy, but Jeff Hardy, I'm sorry, I don't want to be locked in there for 14 days with you. I feel like that would be interesting, to say the least. But yeah, I mean, who would you guys want to be locked in? Who wouldn't you want to be locked in with?
I think that's the more interesting one.
Yeah. Who wouldn't you want? Which is interesting. Though it would never happen because they'd get the wrestlers out and leave us with the neck beards. Ew.
Oh gosh, I'm hungry. How about all this food?
I know. Now I want food.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had anything to really eat today, so I should probably eat, huh?
Yep.
Or this will be my diet, you know? You never know. Because my diet failed, guys. It failed.
Still got 3 weeks.
How much weight can I lose in 3 weeks? Not a lot.
Several pounds.
Right now I look just bad. It looks bad, guys. Which is going to be even worse in my robotic pictures I have to take.
Oh my god.
Even worse. What a joke. What a fucking joke. Right? That's all I'm going to say. What a fucking joke. Also, can you imagine if we got locked in there with Scarlett Bordeaux? The men folk, we'd have to fight them off her with a stick.
Actually, let her stay.
No, yeah, that's why she's staying.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. She seems like a good time. I feel like we'd have some nice conversations with her.
We'd get nearer.
Well, yeah, we'd have to fight the men off.
That's what I'm saying. But she would keep the men off of everybody else.
Yeah. She'd have to take one for the team.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very sorry, Scarlett. That, you know, I mean, I would want to be stuck with Shotzi Blackheart, though, because she's got a tank. I mean, sure, it's a kid's tank, but at least it would give me some entertainment.
Oh, my God. This conversation has gone off a cliff.
Hey, I'm just making preparations for, you know, the end of times.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm hungry.
All right. Well, Jen's going to go eat now.
I am, for real.
And I'm going to go figure out what I'm doing in 3.5 weeks. Because I don't know what I'm doing. It might be a moment of, what will I do with my hands?
Well, you have to figure out something, because you can't put them on anybody else.
No. And it's probably frowned upon if you touch your own boobs.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
So, why would you do that?
I was making a joke. Because you said it's whatever.
Why would you grab your own boobs? I don't understand.
Well, yeah, can't grab anybody else. You're going to grab yourself.
Okay. Time to go.
Yeah, see? That did not go over as well as I thought it would. Anyway, no. If you have any ideas for what I can do here in 3.5 weeks, because that just made this whole situation a lot more awkward, please let me know. Because I'm looking for ideas, guys.
Obviously.
Obviously. Just any ideas? Any at all? Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to go sit and look at my old access pictures where, you know, people were happy and things were good.
Bodies were touching.
Bodies were touching. Look, I'm looking at, look at this one with me and Aleister Black. He had his arm around me. Mojo, arm around me. Iconics, they were touching my arm. Uh-huh. Gallows Anderson, Gallows had his arm around me. So did Kevin Owens. Matt Hardy did as well. So did Shin. I was boob to chest with Shin. Look at that. Huh. Not anymore. Not anymore. So, please, guys, you can go on Twitter as well and tell them just to cancel access and give me my refund as well. I really like that. Because, you know, if they do that and they refund everybody, then Jen has $82 back and I have $233 back. And you know what we could do?
What?
Go to Hooters.
We could.
We could go to Hooters multiple times.
Could.
We can make this like a eat our way through the menu at Hooters video instead of a vlog about Access. Just be like, hey, we're going to go to Access, but that didn't happen. So now we're just going to eat every item at Hooters.
We could. Because,
you know, choices.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, guys, wish us luck. If you have any hand sanitizer, you might want to stockpile it.
Yeah.
And on that note, we bid you adieu.
Bye.
Bye.